Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A System for Writing by Bob Dodo introduces readers to Zettelkasten, a practical note-making approach designed to turn scattered ideas into a steady stream of original writing. Rather than treating notes as a storage bin for highlights and quotes, the book frames notes as thinking tools, small, reusable units that gain power when they are linked, revisited, and developed over time. Dodo positions the method as unconventional because it prioritizes relationships between ideas instead of rigid categories, and it encourages a workflow that supports curiosity, exploration, and long-term projects. As a primer, it focuses on the fundamentals that make the system work in real life, especially for writers, researchers, students, and knowledge workers who want to produce more and think more clearly. The promise is not a magical shortcut, but a repeatable process. Capture ideas quickly, connect them intentionally, and let a growing network of notes surface patterns, arguments, and draft-ready material. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from passive collecting to active thinking notes. A central theme is the shift from collecting information to building a personal thinking environment. Many people keep notebooks, bookmarks, and highlights that rarely translate into finished work. The Zettelkasten approach reframes notes as active components that help you understand, question, and transform what you read or observe. Instead of copying large excerpts, you distill a single idea into a compact note written in your own words, often with context about why it matters and what it connects to. This practice forces comprehension and creates notes that remain useful months or years later. The system also emphasizes that a good note is not an endpoint, it is an invitation to follow-up thinking. You might add implications, counterpoints, examples, and open questions, making the note a living artifact. Over time, the value compounds because each new note can plug into prior work. The outcome is a storehouse that is less like an archive and more like a workshop, where ideas are shaped, combined, and refined into publishable insights. Secondly, atomic notes and the discipline of clarity. The book highlights the importance of keeping notes atomic, meaning each note captures one clear, self-contained idea. This constraint sounds simple, but pushes you to define what you actually mean, separate mixed thoughts, and avoid vague summaries. Atomic notes are easier to link, rearrange, and reuse because they do not depend on being read in a fixed order. They also reduce friction when you return later, since a well-written note should make sense without needing to reopen the original source. The discipline extends to writing notes with strong titles, precise language, and explicit claims or observations, so a note can function as a building block in an argument. When notes are granular, you can recombine them into outlines and drafts or notice gaps where your thinking is thin. Atomicity also supports creative leaps because you can connect one small idea to another from a different domain without dragging along irrelevant context. In practice, this topic is about training yourself to produce notes that are durable, portable, and immediately useful for writing. Thirdly, linking as the engine of discovery and wild thinking. Linking is presented as the feature that turns a pile of notes into a system. By creating connections between related ideas, you build a network that reflects how you think, not how a table of contents is organized. Links can capture agreement, contrast, cause and effect, examples, elaborations, or unanswered questions. This matters because writing rarely follows a linear path. You often need to see how concepts intersect across books, experiences, and disciplines. A well-linked Zettelkasten helps you stumble into productive surprises, where a note you wrote for one project sparks a new angle for another. The system encourages making links explicit and meaningful rather than merely tagging everything with broad labels. Over time, clusters of notes form around themes, and these clusters can become the seeds of essays, chapters, or research proposals. Linking also makes revision easier. When you update one idea, you can trace where it influences other notes. This topic emphasizes that creative output is not only about capturing ideas, but about building pathways between them so that new thinking emerges. Fourthly, a repeatable workflow for constant writing. The primer frames Zettelkasten not as a one-time setup, but as a workflow that supports steady production. The process typically begins with capturing fleeting notes quickly, then turning them into more permanent notes after reflection. As you add permanent notes, you integrate them into the network through links and references, which keeps the system coherent. From there, writing becomes a matter of selecting a cluster of connected notes, arranging them into an outline, and drafting by expanding what you have already articulated. This approach reduces the intimidation of a blank page because much of the thinking has been done incrementally. It also encourages iterative progress. You can write a paragraph, discover a missing link, add a note, and return to drafting with more clarity. The workflow supports multiple projects at once because notes are not trapped in a single folder. You can develop ideas in the background while still making visible progress on current writing. This topic underscores the practical benefit, a system that makes writing feel like the natural next step of thinking rather than a separate, stressful event. Lastly, tools, structure, and habits that keep the system alive, a Zettelkasten succeeds or fails based on sustainability. The book emphasizes choices that keep the system lightweight enough to use daily, while structured enough to remain navigable as it grows. Whether you use paper cards, a plain text approach, or specialized software, the key is consistency in how notes are created, titled, and linked. Structure is treated as emergent instead of overplanning categories up front. You let patterns arise from repeated linking and the accumulation of atomic notes. Habits matter just as much as tools, including regular time to process rough captures into permanent notes and occasional reviews that surface dormant ideas. Maintenance also includes deciding what not to do, avoiding perfectionism, avoiding overly complex metadata, and resisting the urge to create notes that are just dumps of source material. This topic focuses on long-term usability, the kind that supports years of work. The system is meant to be a companion to your intellectual life, so the practices that keep it enjoyable, flexible, and resilient are as important as any technical detail. In conclusion, this book is best suited for writers who struggle to turn reading into drafts, students who need a reliable way to synthesize sources, researchers who juggle long timelines, and knowledge workers who want a more intentional relationship with information. It will also help creative thinkers who generate many ideas but lose them to scattered apps and notebooks. The main benefit is a clearer, calmer pipeline from idea to output. By training you to capture small thoughts, express them in your own words, and connect them meaningfully, the method improves understanding, memory, and originality. It can make writing feel less like forced production and more like the final stage of ongoing thinking. Compared to similar productivity or writing books, the value here is its system-level focus. Rather than offering motivational advice or rigid outlining templates, it presents a durable infrastructure that adapts to different topics and projects. The emphasis on atomic notes and linking helps you build reusable material that compounds over time, so each new insight strengthens the whole network. That compounding effect is what makes the book worth buying. You are not just learning tips for a single essay, but adopting a practice that can support constant writing for years. If you would like to support Bob Dodo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.